It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up later, we'll learn more about the history of the Natural Areas Movement in the United States and the conservationist who led the charge.
First, Assembly Democrats have started a new gun safety coalition as a way to challenge less stringent gun control laws being approved in the state. The lawmakers will be joined by several groups, including the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort and the Wisconsin Council on Churches, as a way to bring gun control reform to the state legislature.
Representative Lisa Subek joins us now. She represents Wisconsin's 78th Assembly District in the Madison area and is a member of the new Wisconsin Coalition for Gun Safety. Representative Subek, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we'll get into the goals of this coalition in just a bit, but first, why now?
Why now? Well, you know, and no better time than the present. Across the country and here in our state, we have seen gun violence reach an epidemic proportion. And so in so many ways, the time is now. You know, there's no one incident or no one thing that happened that made this the right time, but we are hearing here in the Capitol from our constituents and from groups that they are fed up with gun violence, and it's time to put an end to it. And it really was sort of an optimal moment in time for groups and individuals to come together and put together this coalition that will be working to advance good policy and public education and a number of other things to start to eliminate gun violence in our community.
Who is on board in this coalition?
Sure. So the coalition is actually a group that is made up of many disciplines. You know, we have some state representatives and state senators on board with the coalition. Myself, Therese Brousseau, Melissa Sargent, Senator LaTanya Johnson. But the coalition is also, and perhaps most importantly, made up of groups of physicians, domestic violence advocates, social workers, clergy, the Council of Churches, Physicians for Social Responsibility. You know, we have a number of organizations that represent a number of different disciplines or groups, and I think that is so important because if we are going to solve the problem of gun violence, it is going to take people from all walks of life and with all versions of expertise on public health and safety to get involved and really make a difference.
What's your top priority from a legislative standpoint? What law would you like to see changed?
Sure. So yesterday we actually reintroduced a bill that has been introduced in a few different legislative sessions that would require background checks for every gun purchase in the state. And this is good common sense legislation, certainly a really good first priority for this group to work on. You know, across the board, across the country, Republicans, Democrats alike, urban, rural, you go across all demographics, and people support common sense background checks for gun purchases so the guns don't end up in the hands of people who are intent on doing harm to others or to themselves.
What kind of gun purchases are currently done without background checks?
Sure. So currently, background checks are required for gun purchases made through a federally licensed dealer. But if a gun purchase is not made through a federally licensed dealer, then it does not require a background check. So if somebody puts an ad on, on a website or out in a paper that they're selling their gun and someone else purchases it for them, no background check required. At gun shows, people who don't work through federally licensed dealers would be able to make arrangements to sell guns outside of that. You know, a lot of these purchases are actually happening on the internet. There are websites similar to Facebook, not Facebook, but websites that are set up specifically for gun sales, things like Arms List that are modeled after sort of a Facebook or Craigslist-style website that connect people who want to sell guns to each other in our communities. And it's really frightening because every one of those sales and exchanges happens without a background check if it's not made through a federal dealer.
One concern people have raised is, okay, but how about within a family, a parent transferring a gun to a child or a grandparent to a grandchild, something like that?
You know, I think that it's always good to err on the side of public safety. I mean, you know, gun violence has become a public health crisis in our communities. And while certainly we may be able to think up a couple of exemptions that might make sense, those are things that we can consider as a bill moves forward. At this point, what we've encountered here in the state capitol is Republicans are unwilling to even hold a hearing on a bill around background checks. So we can't get to the point of looking at that level of detail from a lawmaking perspective unless Republicans are willing to join Democrats and all of these advocacy groups and their own constituents, quite frankly, in taking a stand and holding a hearing on the background check bill.
By and large, gun rights advocates and Republicans and others who support their goals say, hey, this is a Second Amendment right. We should be moving toward more freedom, more right to bear arms, and be very careful about any step away from it. What do you say to that?
Yeah, I think it's sad that Republicans in the legislature have become more beholden to the NRA and the money they spend in elections and the gun manufacturers and the money that passes down through the NRA for election spending. And as a result, we've seen these Republican lawmakers becoming more beholden to the NRA than their own constituents. The reality is, even among the NRA's members, which are some of the most strident gun rights supporters out there, even among their own membership, polling has shown that their membership supports reasonable, common sense background checks for gun purchases. This should be a no-brainer.
Talking to Representative Lisa Subek of Wisconsin's 78th Assembly District, looking at a new coalition on gun safety that she has helped to found. Representative Subek, outside of the legislature now, outside of laws and ordinances, are there other steps that you and other coalition members are hoping to take to reduce the impact of gun violence, whether we're talking about homicide or suicide?
Absolutely, Rob. I mean, there is so much that this coalition can do and plans to do as it moves forward beyond just under the dome of the Capitol. You know, this coalition will be focusing on community engagement, engaging community members, reaching out across our cities, our towns, our communities to engage people on this issue and to really do some public education in that way. You know, so much of preventing gun violence is not just done through passing good common sense laws, but it is also done through education. It's done through that legislative action. And, of course, policy reform and bringing people together. I think one of the really neat and unique things about this coalition is this isn't just a coalition of individuals who have typically been involved in gun safety or limiting gun violence. You know, we include here clergy, the Wisconsin Council of Churches, physicians, people who come from a number of different disciplines who can bring their expertise to the table in helping us figure out how we end this epidemic.
And are their top priorities, again, non-legislative ways to do that? Is there a focus for that kind of education and engagement you're talking about?
Sure. As a new coalition, the coalition is still developing how exactly it will do each of those things, but it is absolutely a priority. I mean, the coalition really did set sort of four key methods by which they wish to reduce gun violence: community engagement, legislative action, policy reform, and collaboration. And so looking at those four arenas, the coalition is developing specifics of how it will move forward in each of those areas. And certainly on the legislative action side, the background check bill is a good place for the coalition to start.
And outside of those legislative areas, are there places where you think there can be a bipartisan cooperation?
I believe so. You know, I believe that, and certainly, it's not just I believe, the polling has shown us, and information out there has shown us that the Republicans here in the legislature are not, their views are not reflective always of the views of their constituents. And Republicans and Democrats alike are afraid and are concerned. You know, when we hear about every time we turn on the news a school shooting or a shooting in a park or a suicide by gun, we are all impacted by that. It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. It doesn't matter if you live in a rural or an urban area. Whether you live in a part of the state that's heavily Republican or heavily Democratic, everybody wants to know they and their families and their children can live and work and go to school in a safe environment. And really, at the core, this coalition is about bringing people together who want to ensure that our families can move forward in a safe community, who can have the opportunities that safety affords them.
We'll leave it there for now. Representative Subek, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Rob.
Representative Lisa Subek represents Wisconsin's 78th Assembly District in the Madison area. She joined us today to talk about a new gun safety coalition.